Hello and welcome to a Cacao podcast. Today we are being given the privilege of speaking with the Reverend Canon Rachel Carnegie. Rachel is the former director of the Anglican Alliance and is currently supporting the Diocese of Jerusalem. Rachel, it is a delight to be with you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're talking today about a very particular aspect of your travels in the Middle East, and that is your encounters with the Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society. We at Cacao have been working with the Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society for a number of years now, and it was a real delight that you were able to visit them recently.
It was an absolute joy. So I was over in Jerusalem supporting the Anglican Alliance's partnership with the Diocese of Jerusalem, but had a chance to go over to Bethlehem and then on the just on the outskirts of Bethlehem to visit the Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society. And I think when I came back, what really struck me was a friend said to me, "Oh, did you go and visit that amazing shop in Shepherd's Fields just outside Bethlehem?" And I described it, and the way he remembered it was just thriving. It's this huge shop with the most beautiful set of handicrafts, largely olive wood, but also lovely sort of inlays of mother of pearl and pottery, many, many different images and handicrafts. But when he had been there, it had been absolutely buzzing with pilgrims and tourists. When I went there, we knocked on the door of the office first, and then they very kindly opened up this emporium for us, and we were the only people to visit. So it was both just a reminder of the extraordinary work and the importance of the work that this cooperative society does within Bethlehem, but also just how difficult it is in these times.
And we've known for a while that it has been extremely difficult because the tourist market has essentially collapsed. But does that make the work that is going on there any less important?
In fact, it makes it even more important. I mean, this handicrafts cooperative society supports 35 workshops across the area. These are people who need these outlets, and by working through sort of fair trade principles, just gives an equity to the way the materials and the resources are purchased and processed, but also then how they're sold onto the international market. It's both workshops, but it also includes other individuals, so local groups of women and people living with special needs. And so it has a remarkable contribution to make to keep those, especially at this time when the pilgrims and tourists have not been coming through to Bethlehem. It means that they can continue to work, they can continue to sell their products through the society. And then the society, of course, has the main part of its work through fair trade channels, bringing these handicraft products to the rest of the world. And so it's providing an income in a time when incomes in places like Bethlehem and on the West Bank have completely dried up.
I think one of the things that really attracts us about fair trade is that because it involves relationships, it means that people can sustain connections even across the most difficult circumstances. And that can in turn mean that people are able, as you were just saying, to sustain incomes even in the most difficult circumstances. It seems as if Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society has been really key in helping people stay connected more generally, stay connected as well as selling their goods.
Oh, that is so true. And I do have to say, Miranda, that the joy that I was met with was because of the relationship with you, who, has been connected with them through Cacao over so many years. And people feel that. They don't feel alone. They feel supported, and the relationship is absolutely crucial, especially in times like that, where people like this, when people feel so isolated. Also, I just think it's of such value to be preserving handicrafts, to be preserving culture and those traditions, but also giving people the ability to stay and not leave. There's such sadness each time a family emigrates from Bethlehem or other places in the Holy Land. And so the Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society gives people the means and the hope to be able to stay. And I mean, just from a sort of from a faith perspective, talking to people in Bethlehem and in Jerusalem, what they said is, you know, don't ask us about hope if you mean just optimism about what may happen in the future. For us, hope means that God is with us in this time. And so I think that expresses so much about their faith, but also how we are there for each other, bound in this family, that makes connections across the globe.
That's very powerful. Rachel, one of the things that people have been able to do with us over the past few years is to support Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society and Bethlehem Fair Trade Association by purchasing goods that their artisans have made. And if people want to do that, they can always get in touch with us and we can point them to places where that will be possible. But I wonder if you could also tell us how, as Christians, we can pray.
Thank you for that. I mean, the thing I find most poignant and powerful is to hold the hand cross made of olive wood that I bought in Bethlehem from the Holy Land Handicrafts Cooperative Society. Just by holding it, it really makes me feel very close both to the land and the people, and especially the, you know, those farmers who will be growing and pruning the wood to produce these crosses, and to those craftspeople who have been carving and shaping them. But what should we pray for? Well, above all, for peace in the Holy Land, for peace with justice, praying that the ceasefire holds and takes root, and that there is a genuine pathway to peace and restoration in Gaza. But that also we remember and bring before God the context in the West Bank, and pray for the farmers and others who are struggling to sustain their livelihoods, to sustain sustain hope within the region. And so I think for us together is to pray for that land, for all the peoples of the Holy Land, but in particular to remember this extraordinarily hope-filled organisation, and to remember the individuals whose lives it touches, whether it's the craftspeople, the farmers, the local women's groups, people living with disabilities. So that's my prayer, that it's always about people and about remaining in relationship with people through times of crisis.
Thank you so much, Rachel, and thank you for all you have done to further those connections and to help people feel that they are genuinely not alone and that they are supported. It's been a real pleasure to hear from you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Miranda.